Tonight's share, I'd like to finish up the topic that we began quite a few weeks ago, trying to work our way through the Jewish Zmanim, how to calculate various important times of the day. We talked a lot about Zman Kriya Shema. It was funny, this Shabbos morning, a fellow turns to me before Shacharis, he says, "By any chance, do you know what time is Sayyid Zman Kriya Shema?" So I said, "Whose man do you want?" He's like, "Give me anything." I said, "I think the correct Magen Avraham is 8:56. I looked at him like I fell off a correct Magen Avraham, incorrect Magen Avraham. So I told him, I said, "I think the correct Magen Avraham is 8:56 a.m. That's what I think the answer is. But the Vilna Gaon held, you can go up to 9:40. I said, "After that, I can't help you. I don't know what the answer is after that. But I think the correct sheet for the Magen Avraham was 8:56. We need to talk tonight about how to calculate the end of Shabbos and how to calculate Tanesi de Rabbonin. What's interesting is today was a very popular Shaila. At least I know my wife got this Shaila a lot on the WhatsApps today. How late can you say Parshas Hamon? As if it's a chiv to say Parshas Hamon. So it's a Shaila Zmanim. You have to know when does the day end. Can you use Rabbeinu Tam, right? Now it's so amazing to me that people got it right. There is a chiv to say Parshas Hamon. It's just every day you're supposed to say Parshas Hamon. The Mechaber Paskins of Shulchan Aruch, quoted by the Torah, quoted by other Mishaitim. It's brought down Lalach, a Simon Aleph from Shulchan Aruch. So you can take a look. So I think it's a Vaheir Vav. It doesn't say Yimachoyv, it says Toiv Loimar. It's a good thing to say. You Parshas Hamon every single day. Mr. Brewer later. Others explained. It's supposed to help you be Mechazik in your Emunah and realize about Parnassah. So this can Chiddush to say Dafkan Gimel. That's not a new Chiddush. That Chiddush of saying on Daf Gimel Parshas came from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. That was his Chiddush. One of the Talmidim of Rebbe Elimelech. But the idea of saying Parshas Hamon has nothing to do with Tuesday or Parshas Mishalach. Toiv Loimar, the Shulchan Aruch says you should say it every day. So it's great, an interesting piece in Aruch HaShulchan. Just the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole discussion why he thinks people don't say Parshas Hamon. He thinks because Parshas Hamon comes along with complaints. Because along with the month, there's always complaining, so we don't want to deal with Parshas Hamon. As I said, Aruch HaShulchan, he writes that Parshas Hamon was not as accepted. The priest brings a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi gives a Haftacha. The person says Parshas Hamon, he's going to have Parnosa, Betev, and the whole thing. There's only one problem. The Yerushalmi doesn't exist anywhere. No one knows where the Yerushalmi is. The priest quotes Yerushalmi that says such a beautiful Haftacha. For a person says Parshas Hamon every single day, but no one knows where the Yerushalmi is. Maybe that's why people didn't say Parshas Hamon. But Mamish, the shells that were coming in today is how late can you say Parshas Hamon? Is it after this man, before this man? Mamish don't understand what the shell is. Before what's man? It's man for what? Because you're mocking me not to say Torah at night. That's the cheshbon. So they don't recite psukim of Torah at night. Another chumrah, which is debatable also, based on an Arizal. It's also not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. You can't say Torah at night. It's based on an Arizal, according to Ber Hetiv. Okay. But that's also negated to Zmanim. So we got to figure out, after all is said and done, is how do we calculate Zmanim? So the last of the Zmanim that we're going to discuss is Tzeitzer Kechovim. Tzeitzer Kechovim literally means when the stars come out. This, at one point in history, was probably the easiest of all of the Zmanim to calculate, but today, due to pollution and artificial light, it now probably became one of the hardest, or at least the most misunderstood of the Zmanim that we have. Right? Today, everyone's trying to figure out when Shabbos ends, when Tanesi the Rabbanan end, so everyone's looking around at different shul's Zmanim and trying to figure out, this shul's Zman is 33 minutes, and this shul's using 37 minutes, as if these are numbers that were some Messiah given down at Harsina, that you're supposed to wait 33 minutes for a Tainus. As we'll see tonight, none of these things are etched in anything, and they're all going to depend on A, where you live, what community you're in, what time of the year it is. They're all going to change. I was in Pennsylvania beginning of this week because it's a mitzvah deraisa to go away during midwinter break. If not, you're either a couple of sum deraisas, some derabonans, it's really bad. So I had to take my kids on a vacation. So we went to Pennsylvania. We didn't make it south like other people. We went a little north, went to Pennsylvania. And I was checking the Zmanim. It's significantly different. We were in Allentown. It was Hanetzacham was 6:48. Here in New York, it's like 7:10, 7:11. Significantly different Zmanim that people have to be aware of. If those who travel frequently and are out of their regular communities, you have to be aware of the idea that the Zmanim change. The fact that back, you say, so how far could I be? I was looking into my Zmanim from Queens to Passaic and to local communities that you can get to in 20, 30 minutes. It's a minute here, a minute there. You'll say, what's a minute? A minute can be a difference of being Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa or being Oiver Nisa Deraisa. It can make a difference. So just keep in mind, whenever you're traveling, make sure you have, I'm assuming they have an app already, my Zmanim app, make sure you check and put in the community that you're going to be in. Not, well, I'm in New York, so the greater New York is all, it's not the same, it does change, so it's important to know. So how do we calculate Tzeitzer Kechovim? Tzeitzer Kechovim is one of the most important Zmanim because it comes up mainly for the conclusion of Shabbos. Shabbos ends with Tzeitzer Kechovim. Likewise, many mitzvahs we can only do after Tzeitzer Kechovim. the most common is eating in the sukkah leil rishena and leil sheni. Also, we can't eat in the sukkah till zvadei laila. Zvadei laila says in Gechavim. We can't start the seder or parts of the seder as we spoke about when we nataches Pesach till it's zvadei laila. So many mitzvahs are totally in zvadei laila. When exactly is laila? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says v'hakayim alon da'at says in Gechavim mamuhu. The Gemara says you should know that until the stars come out, it's still daytime. Night starts, meaning the end of the first day, and the start of the new day, depending how you want to look at it, that begins with this coming out of three stars. How many stars do you need? So the Gemara in Shabbos explains. The Gemara in Shabbos writes, Amar v'Yehuda Mashmul, Koichav Echad Yoim. You see one star at night, that's daytime. Shnayim, you see two stars, that's Ben Hashmoshes. Shloisha, three stars, Laila. So it's not, there's a magic number, says the Gemara in Shabbos. The magic number is you need to see three stars. Says the Chavim is three stars, that signals night. We mentioned last week an interesting Chakira for Rav Chana Wasserman. It says the Chavim a Sibor or a Simin. Are the stars goofy what makes it nighttime, or the stars are just a raya that it is nighttime? So Rav Chana Wasserman, the Kevin Shuman, brought a raya from Bria Sa'ilam. We know it says in the first couple of days of Bria Sa'ilam, Vayer Vayivoyker, there was night and there was day, way before there was even stars introduced into the creation. Therefore said Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Shurim, one of the first pieces, I think it's Beis in Kovit Shurim Psachim, he writes, that's a raya that Seisik Chavim is not a Siba that makes it Lila, it's just a Simon that it's Lila. Okay, in any case,
if you're out somewhere, like out in the country, no lights, and you're basing yourself on the stars,
so that's a machloikis achroinim. As machloikis achroinim, does this gemara mean for those who are familiar with stars or for the hamayinam? Amol used to be, they say about the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim used to go outside and send someone, go outside, tell me, you see three stars? We could have a mayriv, whatever was negated to. There is some achroinim that say no, that this whole gemara is not for the hamayinam. It's not for the average folk. It's just for those who know what they're looking at. I mean, you can look up at the sky, even if we're in the country, we still don't know what we're looking at, if this is a real star, not a star. So that's a shiloh. Again, it's not all that negated today, because none of us are going to use this as our way of calculating Seisik Chavim, but it definitely was a very popular and very accepted way lahalacha to calculate Seisik Chavim based on merely how the sky presents itself. So the Gemara says you got to have three stars. Amreb Yoisi, Loiki Chavim Gedoyle Manir Miyoim. They can't be three very large stars. Veloiki Chavim Ketanim Sheinirim El Balaila. So the Gemara gives us not only how many stars, but exactly the sizes of the stars. Three, what we call Beinoni, three medium average looking stars. So when a person goes outside, he sees three average stars, not too big, not too small. Now you know it says in Chavim, now you can eat your matzah, and you can sit in the sukkah, and you conclude Shabbos. All those dinim that are Tali and Laila, according to the Gemara and Shabbos, all start when you see three average stars. Okay? So again, Pashtus in the times of the Gemara, and in the times of Rishon, that's what people do. There was no Zmanim, there was no calendars. Everyone would go outside. Okay, we're ready to have a marriage. Is it Oish Shabbos? They'd go outside. They saw three stars, and that was it. They were good to go. Comes along Rabbi Yonah in Brachas, and Rabbi Yonah in Brachas says not so fast. He writes, first of all, it has to be three average stars. That's not Rabbi Yonah's Chiddush. That's a Gemara we just read. But here's Rabbi Yonah's Chiddush. He writes, the Kivan Shekain, the Ein Hakol Bikin, once the Gemara told us it has to be average stars and not too small, not too big. Now already says Rabbi Yoina, now we don't know who knows what anymore. How does the average onlooker, so you see from Rabbi Yoina, it was the average person. If it's a professional, he should know the difference between a big star and a small star. From this Rabbi Yoina, Achrein being a Raya, that it was the average person. He doesn't know too much about stars. He'd go out and look, he'd make a mistake. Therefore, says Rabbi Yoina, Tzarech Lizara Shiruach Tanim, you have to make sure, although the Gemara says not like that, the Gemara says Seisik Chavim is by average, says Rabbi Yoina, you have to use three small stars. Because three small stars, no one can make a mistake, no chance for error, and therefore you need to use now three small stars. V'chein, b'matzi Shabbat, Tzarech Lizara Gam Kein, Shloi Lasi Shom Malacha, Atshiyu, Shloi Shik Chavim Ketanim. Then Rabbi Yoina says, same thing for Matzi Shabbos. If you want to know how to calculate Matzi Shabbos, for Matzi Shabbos you also have to use three small stars. So the Pashtus of Rabbi Yoina is, for any D'oraisa, you'd have to use three small stars. Now, the most common D'oraisa happens every single night is Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis is a mitzvah D'oraisa. So L'chayra, the same way you have to calculate three small stars for Shabbos, you'd have to calculate three small stars for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. What's the earliest time a person could daven Ma'ariv? He'd have to calculate with three small stars. The Ritvan Rosh Hashanah says it's slightly different. The Tvaron Rosh Hashanah is talking about the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, which is what the Gemara over the end of Tes in Rosh Hashanah is talking about. It says the Tvaron like this: V'shira Tosfos B'tziyase Hu Sheyamtin At Shiur Gimel Kechavim Ktanim. How does one fulfill Tosfos Shabbos, says the Ritva? By waiting the time it takes to see three small stars. Sheinir and Elab Laila. The Ilu Bebeinanim Havei Laila Gomer L'chol Davar. Because regular three average stars, that the Gemara already says is real Tosfos Kechavim. So how are you making Tosfos Shabbos, says the Ritva, by waiting a little longer till you have three small stars. Hoisiv Araktanim Mishum Tosfos. So you see from the Ritva, that the significance of three stars is only in relevancy to Shabbos. Because Shabbos has a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yoina, it sounds like it's for all mitzvahs, at least Tayraisa. You have to be worried about small stars. While for the Ritva, three stars are only relevant for Shabbos. So the nafkamina would be as tonight. How early can I daven Ma'ariv tonight? So according to Ritva, I go with the Gemara, three average stars. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, for Kriya Shema tonight, I'd have to go with three small stars. Now you'll ask me, how much is that practically in minutes? It's a few minutes. It's a half of a degree, give or take, maybe a little bit more of a degree, which we'll talk. But there is some form of a difference in how long you're going to wait. Then he quotes a Yerushalmi, Ubi Yerushalmi Amru Vuhudi Yachtamon Gimel Kechovin Di Kedamyin Dami Chad Kuchva Pirish Sheyiru Gimel Kechovin Ritzufin. They need to be in order. They can't be spread out. A star here, a star here. They have to be some form of an order. They have to look like they're one group of stars. They can't be spread out across the sky. That's something called Ritzufim, which we'll see is even brought down the halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you need to have something called Ritzufim. Okay, so past this, we have a machoikis Rishonim about what is required to figure out Laila for all halachic purposes. According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, for Dairaisas, it would have to be small stars. For the Ritva, only Shabbos is small stars. For everything else, it can be a medium star.
You assume the Dalai Lama is not a real
Dalai
Lama, and how it looks to you.
Right. Yeah, sounds like that. It's hard to know exactly what this, you know, it looks like Dalai Lama. So that's what we're going to try to see. How does this all work out on a practical level? You know, today, how are we going to figure this out? Okay, so let's try to see.
Why is this any different in the Gemara also when it says one star is day, two is day, three is night? It's the same thing. Where? In other words, are the stars right next to each other?
Oh, so till we came across this Ritva with the Yerushalmi, it would sound like it doesn't make a difference. We'll see the halacha.
That doesn't seem to make sense either.
That's going to make a difference.
Two or three,
where they come up with those numbers. So we're going to have to try to tackle tonight a little bit of how a lot of this works with science versus how does it work with the halacha that we know. Yeah, it'll be pretty impressive. Kuf Amos. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, yeah, if you can do Shmir up there, you're a very talented fellow. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in number 5, Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Tzadi Gimel, that's in Hilchos Matzeh Shabbos. Paskins the Mechaba very clearly. Tzarech Lizor Malasis Malacha at Shiyu Shloisha Kechavim Ketanim. You have to be careful not to do Malacha on Shabbos until you see three small stars. Okay, so that's not a raya. Both Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ritva agreed for Matzah Shabbos in the three small stars. The lo yemufuzarim, they can't be spread out. Ela ritzufim, they need to be next to each other.
See?
So the Ritva quoted a Yerushalmi. He quotes a Yerushalmi. That's where the Ritva got it from. Shulchan Aruch Mestama is getting it from there as well. That the significance of knowing, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, knowing, you know, these are all just rayas that they're real stars and real Laila, as opposed to being, you know, a star that could still be a day type of star. Something like that.
Were people generally, back in these recording artificial light,
yeah, it's clear. It's clear from the Achrayim Mishulchan Aruch. That's all they used to do. There was no zman for Tzeis Kechavim. It was so easy. It was so simple. People would just go outside and look. No problem. As we'll see, Tzeis Kechavim is one of the few zmanim where there's very little talk about degrees. Till now, we keep on talking about degrees. There's very little talk about degrees. Almost all the literature of the Achrayim is not in degrees. It's all in minutes. They went outside, and they said, oh, it's 5:47, and they marked on the calendar, at 5:47, I see three stars. Okay, what time was Shkia? Work backwards. That's Tzeis Kechavim. It's so little information of degrees, to the point where I even emailed my Zmanim, because we'll talk about it hopefully later tonight. If you look on the my Zmanim chart, for the Tzeis Kechavim, they don't even use degrees. And I asked them, why don't you use degrees? As we'll see, that's the proper way to calculate it. They told me because no one associates Tzeis Kechavim with degrees. It was always a question of when, at what time did you see the three stars? Mark it comparative to Shkia, and that was it. They did not use degrees for Tzeis Kechavim. Now, today we need to use degrees because if not, we'll never be able to figure it out. So they come up with various configurations. But it was clearly, this was a, something that everyone was doing. It was so easy. That's why I mentioned earlier, Tzedekum was the easiest amount to calculate until we started with pollution and artificial light. It was the easiest amount to calculate. You'd go outside and you'd figure it out. So the Shulchan Aruch holds you need to have three kechavim tam. So again, when is Shabbos over? Very simple. Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbos is over when you see three small stars in order. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Mishum Tais v'Shabbos. Because you need to have Tais v'Shabbos. This is based on Rabbeinu Yoyin / Ritva. He says, let's say you see three small stars, but they're not next to each other. Umamtin ma'at achrikin, and then you wait a few minutes, whatever that is. Then mutolas is malacha. The ikar hatamar tzufim mishum teisefes. The only reason why you need a tzufim is just to fulfill teisefes. The kivichim demat harei hoisif. You already fulfilled teisefes. So the Mishnah Berurah is learning in the Shulchan Aruch that the significance of tzufim is just to be yotze teis for Shabbos, which means when we come to Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, where you don't need teis for Shabbos, there should be no need for tzufim. Ritzufin is not an indicator of real Laila. Ritzufin is just delaying the halacha and saying, I want to keep it a few minutes later.
According to the Ritva, that's Katanim that delays it. So,
according to the Ritva, Ritzufin is what makes taste for Shabbos.
Not Ritzufin, Katanim makes those. Really, Beinim means Shabbos is double, but the Katanim is Petosim.
No, he says over here, the Katanim is because they said, sorry, right, Katanim is because they said, right. He's not going like that, correct.
So if that's the case, does he also need Ritzufin?
Yeah, that's what he quotes afterwards. Then he quotes, that's what the Ritva quotes Yishalmi right after, by Ritzufim.
So you need both.
It would sound like you would need both.
That's
the way Rabbi Yehuda said it. The Ritva doesn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda said it like that. The Ritva didn't come that direction. The Ritva was saying the reason why you need Ketan is for Tais v'Shabbos. He seems to be arguing. And this has major nafkaminas lahalacha. This is going to change when it's not a Shabbos related issue. Do I have to wait for Ketan or not?
Well, you don't need expertise for Katanim because you've already got your benchmarks with bigger ones.
Where it would seem like that would be easier. Meaning Katanim was never the one you'd make a mistake.
Right.
It seems like everyone could read Katanim. That's true. So now how does...
Why don't they make it easy and say five stars? So whatever it is, saying you have to be...
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
The star is say 12 stars, and then I don't...
Yeah, I'm not sure why the Gemara decided three was the... Again, I'm not sure. It's my...
To be shown them, if they want to be... Add a little caution to it and want to make it that we're sure that we're...
Because no, I don't think they want to argue, because they don't want to argue on the Gemara. Because the Gemara says three stars. They don't want to argue on the Gemara. If you're going to say you need 12 stars, you're basically going against the Gemara. So this way you're keeping in the Gemara... Even though, again, the Gemara did say average stars, but somehow you're keeping within in the Gemara's terms. Now, let's try another halacha. So again, this seems to be very simple. Everyone wants to know when is Shabbos over. 50 minutes, 45 minutes, it's simple. However, you're going to calculate three small stars and a little bit of tzufim, you're good to go. That Shabbos is over. Okay, seems easy. How do we pass it for Kriya Shema? Says the Mechaber, same thing. Zman Kriya Shema b'layla mishas itzias shloisha k'chavim k'tanim. When three small stars come out. Why three? The Gemara says average. The answer is because weiter. Because whenever you're dealing with a deraisa, you have to be machma like Rabbeinu Yoina, and you need to have three. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He explains just like that. Number eight. Says the Mishnah Berurah. D'chsivu b'shach b'cha v'koydim layla lav zman shchivu. Again, although by Kriya Shema never says the word layla in the parsha, how do you know it's layla? Because it says b'shach b'cha when you go to sleep, and that's only at night. But layla mikrim shaniru b'rikir shloish k'chav meidim. And night really is three average stars. Ach b'meishen akol b'kir v'yovel l'tois b'gdoilim. Mamish the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, says the Mishnah Berurah. But because people will confuse big stars and small stars, u'b'gdoilim b'vade ina simen layla, echmiru gabi kriya shema d'ina kaira ad she'iru shloish k'tan. So you have the machmir for three small ones. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu mufuzarim. They could be spread out. Why? Because the whole significance of Ritzufim was only for Tais v'Shabbos. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is not an issue of Tais v'Shabbos. So we seem to see some form of consistency in the Shulchan Aruch that whenever it comes to an issue of a Deraisa, you have to make sure you have three small stars. Now, another major shayla that comes up is when the Tanesi de Rabbanan end. Everyone's always, by the time you get to the end of the fast, as if another 10 minutes is going to make the biggest difference. Everyone has to know when the fast ends. So when does the fast end? So Shulchan Aruch says. Number eight says the Shulchan Aruch is in Tovkov Samach Beis, called Tainish Loshokol of Chamo. Any fast that does not go through Shkia, this is really a Gemara in Tainus. Dehainu, what does that mean? Shleishli muat tzeisik yichavim. It didn't go till tzeisik yichavim. Which means if you didn't fast till tzeisik yichavim, you don't get any credit. Says the Rambo, dehainu, sheyiru gimok yichavim beininim. Three average stars. Why also now it's average stars? Till now we kept on talking about small stars, and now all of a sudden we see average stars. So the Mishnah Berurah explains right away. He says, Ava gedolim le'mahani. He goes the other way. Why is it average, not big stars? So says the Mishnah Berurah, gedolim don't work. The heimdir maf b'yayim. Ay, v'hinei b'sim reishad gimel, yimati Shabbos, pasuk ha-shochan arech, then last is malach, ha-chiyu gimel, kechav m'ktan v'r'tzufim. Ay, when it came to Shabbos, he told me I need to see three small ones in a row. For mishum chomer the Shabbos. That's because Shabbos is chomer. V'u'adin le'inyan matzayim kippurim. Avo be'inyon ne'inu. Which really means the rabbanon's sagi be'beinanim. You can use be'inim v'afidu mufuzarim. They can even be spread out. Now this negates a lot of the rabbanon's. Mikra Megillah. When's the earliest time you can read Megillah at night? So then, when's the earliest time you can count Svira? Well, that depends. If Svira is a mitzvah, so is a mitzvah derabban. So Mishnah Berurah says, for Tanesi derabban, we can easily work with a very simple shear, three medium stars. Okay, so now we have everything figured out. The whole shear is over. You have for Shabbos, three small stars, and for fast day, three medium stars, and we're good to go. There's one other area where this comes up, and this was actually a Maisi Shahaya. Someone was telling me about this happened in New Jersey a few weeks ago. What about a baby born on Friday? A baby boy born on Friday? A baby boys born on Friday create a lot of problems, besides for the parents scheduling Lashom Zachar, but it does present the problem of what time the baby is born with regard to when this bris is going to take place.
Well, the same on Shabbos.
The same on Shabbos as well. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in number 10, Im la'alter kishir tziu avlad reishi chutz leproizdoi, nirish shloishi kechavim beinanim, when the baby comes out, you see, the first thing on everyone's mind is how many stars are out. So it says over here, yesh lismay chaleim shulayla. Again, Shulchan Aruch says three average stars. Beinanim. Afilu hu l'mocha Shabbos. Even though tomorrow is Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch says that for this you can use three average stars. So for calculating a baby born on Friday afternoon, we're going to use three average stars instead of three small stars.
It seems to be such an important thing to be basing it on just letting an average person decide.
Yeah, that's an argument. So this was a Shabbos. Mamash Shabbos. Someone told me 2 weeks ago there was a family that had a baby born in Passaic 25 minutes after Shkia on Friday. Now we're going to learn tonight that that's not going to be enough for most of us, even for Beinanim. But for Svardim it is. In Eretz Yisrael could for sure easily have made it in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it would have been Vaday Friday night already. Yeah. So they told me, so there was a Svardish family, not one Ashkenazi person would touch anywhere near this Maisa Mila. Because for Ashkenazim, they're not allowed to do it. Yeah. So they had to import a Svardish Shemayel to do it because Ashkenazim wouldn't do it. 25 minutes is too early. Rav Moshe is quoted as a shayla that was presented to Rav Moshe once about 46 minutes after Shkia. So we'll say 46 minutes after Shkia is Pashat. That's for sure good enough. Even according to Rav Moshe is 50 minutes, which we need to talk about. 46 minutes.
But why the Ashkenaz?
Because we're going to see how you calculate things that are going to make a difference.
No, I'm saying it's different, but there was still a lot of
So this Moyle felt that mitzad him, he felt he's not allowed to do it. That's a different shayla. Whether an Ashkenazi Moyle could do a mila which he thinks is also on Shabbos to do. He felt that he can't do it. Because al-sim. Yeah, yeah. So there's a couple of true, right. Yeah, I'm not, again, I don't know, but this was the Maisa. So there's a couple of truvas about in Yabi Oimer. I have to be makir toiv. I mentioned in many shurim that I don't have a set of Yabi Oimer. And a certain fellow took the initiative to send me a beautiful 11-volume set of Yabi Oimer. Wow. So I'm being makir toiv for that. And I used it a lot. So every time I can try to find the Yabi Oimer, I try to dig extra to find the Gevaldik Yabi Oimer. So Yabi Oimer has a long truva in a couple of places where he talks about these types of shaylas of how much zman you have. Bavad Yosef is quoted as saying 20 minutes. But that 20 minutes should be in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't necessarily translate to here in New York or New Jersey. So you have to make sure 20 minutes after Shkia. The Chazanish said maybe 34 minutes after Shkia. We'll talk more about the Shaila. Depends who you hold like. If you're going to go like the Vilna Gaon or not, which we still need to talk about. That's part of Rebbe Vadya's Cheshmi. He works with Svek Svek as a Gan Salomdish Tshuva, yes. But these are Shailas that do come up somewhat often about how to calculate these Bris Mila. So here we say you use Beinanim. You don't use the Ketana. So the Shailas are very nice. This is all Chinese. How does this translate? My daughter asked me, last month of Shabbos, when is Shabbos over? I told her, when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, Shabbos is over. That's what I told her. I said, that's what it says. I don't know. That's when Shabbos ends. She won't ever ask me that again. I don't know. That's what it says, 8.5. So this is the assumption of most luchos that we have today, is that Shabbos ends, or what we call three small stars, Ritzufim, is when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon. That's when Tzeis HaKechavim is according to the sheet of what we learned so far. Now, if that's the case, when people start saying, well, Tzeizik Chavim is 37 minutes after Shkia, it has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with what last week was, it has nothing to do with what next week was. It doesn't matter who the Rav learned by in Yeshiva. None of this is going to matter. This is all a given number. You have to go, and if you go to Ma'ez Ma'anim, they'll give it to you. They'll tell you. They'll say that it's, you go to Tzeizik Chavim, the Tzeizik Chavim that they're giving you is this calculation. 8.5, when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, this is three small stars. Okay? So don't try to cheshbin, why is it this, why is it that? That's what it is. It's 8.5 degrees. This is the way Michal Chukachinsky Paskin, this is the way the assumption of most Achrenim is, that it's 8.5 degrees, the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, that's when Shabbos ends.
Is there a corresponding minutes? That's 37 minutes?
37. No, it's not going to correspond. It's going to change depending on where you live, time of the year, everything and everything will affect it. There is no logic or saying, well, it's going to be always like this. It's not going to be always like anything. It's going to change from day to day, year to year. Everything is going to be affected. It's not going to a given any single time. It will vary. We're going to come to Ramesha, hopefully, at the end of the shiur tonight. I said tonight's the last night for Zmanim, so I don't know if we'll have to talk about it. We'll have to talk about Ramesha's cheshbon, but the way Achrenim assume, this will vary anywhere between 40 to 50 minutes. And depending on the time of the year, at least in New York and New Jersey. So people that will tell you that Tzeizik Chavim is this and that, it's all baloney. It's nothing to do with anything. It has to do with when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon. That's how we calculate three stars, Ketanim and Ritzufim. When is that? It varies. It
depends on your elevation.
100%. Very much. It's all going to affect it. It's all going to affect it. Everything's going to affect it. That's why the Zmanim, I accidentally printed the Zmanim from my Zmanim. I wanted to look at them. I got the one from China. And I'm looking at this and I say, something doesn't make sense over here. They have this, something is just totally off. And I look closely, it was China's Mazmanim for Shabbos. That's why it was all off. Everything is going to change depending on where you go. There's there's jokes about it in Paiskim. If two babies are born in the same hospital, one on a higher floor and one on a lower floor, they might have different times for their mila. Because the higher up and lower down, the shkia is affected. Everything's affected depending on where you're located. You live in a high place, a low place. These are all relevant shilas. But just for when you go look at the Zmanim chart and you want to know when Shabbos is over. So if you're going to go look at my Zmanim, they're going to give you one Zman for Tzeisik Chavim. That Zman that they're giving you is not calculated based on how many minutes after shkia. It doesn't do with shkia. They're using is a very simple logic that it's when the Mechaber says three small stars with two of them, and that somehow configurates to 8.5 degrees, which again is also very complicated how they came to that 8.5 degrees. That the way they came to that is working backwards from all the Achrenim that gave various interpretations of when Tzeizik Chavim happened in their community, and then looking at their community and figuring out where the sun is at that time, that's how they figured out this month. So they did a lot of dirty work for us to make our life a lot easier, that it's going to be 8.5. Now, if you go to that Zmanim chart, or you go to my Zmanim, and you look under Tzeizik Chavim, they're going to say Tzeizik Chavim, 36 minutes. Now, what on earth is 36 minutes? It's not 30 minutes from 36 minutes from Shkia. What does it mean, 36 minutes? So I emailed my Zmanim, and I said, what does this mean, 36 minutes? So he told me, because in Yerushalayim, Pesach and Sukkot's time, three stars taka come out 36 minutes after Shkia. I said, that's terrific, but you should have wrote 8.5. Why'd you write? It's so misleading. So he told me, what?
Would that have anything to do with, say, New York, as opposed to Jerusalem?
No, that's just the Zman that was initially established was 8.5 in Eretz Yisrael by Michal Jukotinsky, and we borrowed it.
That means if you were looking, you had some sort of scientific instrument.
That's right.
You would see the sun was below the rise.
That's correct. Right? Same day we did it for Alois, 16.1. And we're doing it now for
8.5 minutes is calculated with some sort of.
Yeah, they must have some way of figuring this out. Exactly, we'll see there's some difference of points almost, but that's the way they can figure it, as 8.5. So I asked him, I said, so why don't you put it as 8.5? So he told me, he says, he doesn't really remember when they did it back then, why they did it that way. He said, it was a long time ago. He said, he thinks the reason why he did it this way is because if you look in all the tshuvas from contemporary, the last 300 years, no one really writes degrees. They all write minutes. So he decided that they were going to use minutes instead of degrees. But it's really 8.5. So when you go to the Ma'ez Ma'anim chart, don't get confused. When it says 36 minutes, that doesn't mean that Tzeizik Chavim is 36 minutes after Shkia. It can't be in New York. It will never be 36 minutes after Shkia. It could be 46 minutes. It won't be 36 minutes. 36 minutes means, based on Eretz Yisrael, two times a year will be 36 minutes. But we work with equivalents of 8.5. Now, I don't know if it's, yeah, but it's going to change what that equals.
But the time,
the time will be different. Right, right. Now, that's correct, and that's a whole different problem of how to calculate. Now, for this Friday, for this Matzah Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, at least in Woodmere, The way it works is Shkia is 5:06. I believe the Shkia is 5:06 in Wood Midas Matzah Shabbos. And the tzeis that they have put down is 5:49. Now, how many minutes does that equal? That happens to be 43 minutes. Now, is that because my Zmanim has a Messiah that Shabbos is over 43 minutes after Shkia? Absolutely not. That's because this Matzah Shabbos on January 27th, it's going to be three full stars will come out at a time that happens to be 43 minutes after Shkia. That's 8.5. That's minus 8.5. That means when you want to know when Shabbos is over, what's really happening is it happens to be 8.5 degrees below the horizon, but what's really happening is really you're experiencing three small stars that are at least with Suf. That's the cheshbon that we're going to use.
Was there an achronim, any achronim who actually said, we don't have to look at the sky, we can look at a watch?
But how? It depends. If you're going to go with 72 minutes, which we'll talk about, maybe. But if you're going to use the stars, you got to know when the stars came out. Again, right now, until we change it, we're using completely what the Gemara says. We use stars. So if you're going to use the stars, you got to know when the stars come out. So back then, they had no science of knowing. They went outside and looked, and they saw the stars come out. They marked on the calendar. Stars came out tonight at X and Y time. We then went back and took those records and calculated where the sun was at that time when it happened, and now we know that that's what Tzitzit Chacham experienced.
But do we have a clear psak from somebody that says, so now you don't have to rely on looking at the stars?
No, we know now that we can't. We can't go out tonight and go outside and look. We're not going to see anything. If we're going to use that, we'll never have Lila tonight. We're going to see three stars tonight. We're not going to see anything. I tried. I was hoping maybe in Pennsylvania I'd see some stars. I didn't see anything there either. So I'm saying if that's going to be, we're not going to be able to use it. They were using it for probably till about, again, Chafetz Chaim's time.
Even because there's too much
light. Right. If you go up to the mountains, again, in the summer, this is when all the Rabbanim do all their, this type of work is during the summer. Rabbi Willig says he spent many summers going out and checking out different things. The only time you can do it is if you go to the mountains. In the city life, you'll never see anything good. You got to go where there's no city life. Okay. And then you can see it. What did you see?
Years ago, I never saw three stars. I never saw only three stars.
There's always more.
There's always more.
So then you're okay. Then we'll see. That's for sure good. If there's many stars, you're good to go. But if you're going to work with what the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, which again, is nothing more than a Gemara. The Gemara says three stars. So three stars. How do we calculate three stars? Today we don't. So we use a degree. And now we know what it is. So again, there's no real way for you saying, I know what Tzitzit Chacham is tonight based on what it was last night. You can gauge it or based on what it was last year. It's not really going to help you. You have to know where the sun is and be able to make the proper adjustment. So that's the way Shabbos should end. Now, if you look over here, I quoted just some sources that do give some, just the numbers. The Sefer Hazman and Bahalach, he writes, Ba'ifin kloli nitan lo'ima sheb'roif ki'ilas artzos erupa, ni'a shir zman mati Shabbos, ke'chovim k'tanim ritzufim, k'shematzev Hashem is between 7.5 to 8.5, somewhere between 7.5 and 8.5 under the Eifik, that is the horizon. Ve'eshekilu echmir mat yoysi, some a little bit more, a little bit less, but that was the basic number that people use. So that's the somewhat accepted shear, which is between 40 and 50. It's never going to be 53 minutes. You can never tell me that you keep Shabbos 53 minutes after shear because three stars. Just not true. And you can't tell me I keep 36 minutes. It's not true either. The average in New York, New Jersey is going to be somewhere between 41 and 50, 40 and 50, somewhere in that time frame. Not before and not after. Just not the Metzius. So therefore, that's kind of what we're working with in calculating three stars. Now, what we didn't talk about, that's all for three small stars. When do you have the three medium stars? When is the Tanis over? Very nice. This is all Shabbos. Tanis, we said, the Ramah says you only need three average stars. The assumption is three average stars come out earlier. So how do you calculate a Tanis? So this also seems to be a Machloikis Achrein, where Michal Chikachinsky also discusses this. He works with the equation of somewhere between 6.3 and 6.7 degrees for a Tanis de Rabbanan. Now again, if you want to know when is Asar B'Tevis over, so most of us go to our shul calendar, whatever the rabbi puts down. So now, why did this rabbi put down something different than that rabbi? So I'm not really sure. The answer should have been is we should figure out how we want to calculate three average stars. You're either going to go somewhere between 6.3 and 6.7. I think Maizmanim calls it 6.5. Or you're going to go with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in his tshuva writes a comment that if a person can't fast well, he can stop after 41 minutes. So the understanding of Rav Moshe is that after 41 minutes, you already hit three average stars, which comes out to be somewhere around seven degrees below the horizon. So you have anywhere, according to Michal Chikachinsky, it's anywhere between 29 and 37 minutes after Shkia, which means depending on the time of the year, for example, let's say Asar B'Tevis could have been over 33 minutes after Shkia. You'll tell me, well, how could it be over so early? Because that's when three average stars came out. I Shabbos is not over yet. That's right. Because the Shabbos, you don't need three average. You need three small stars. Could be the range. The range, according to Rav Michalczyk Kaczynski. Correct. Correct. According to Rav Moshe, the range will be between 33 and 41 minutes, depending on the time of the year. If I'm not mistaken, I went back to look at Ma'iz Manim. They gave for Asar B'Tevis, I believe, somewhere between either 33 or 36 minutes was three medium stars. That's just the numbers. Again, it's not because anyone's you could be Machmer or Makel versus Rav Michalczyk Kaczynski versus Rav Moshe's calculation. Six and change or seven and change. But at the end of the day, everyone's working with the same equation. Everyone's playing it off of the appearance of the stars. The question is when the stars come out. What I asked Ma'iz Manim, and this is what bothered me, is if you go on Ma'iz Manim, they give the exact same Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis as they do for the ending of Shabbos. And my argument was, I don't understand why it should be that way. Shabbos, we chesh bin Ritzufin. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you don't need Ritzufin. So there should be some difference in the Zmanim. Why is there no difference? So he told me that in the London Luchais, they talk have a different Zman. For Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, it's 8.0, and for Shabbos, it's 8.5. They talk a dual distinction. He told me, but for us in New York, we don't do that. So we give the same Zman. Even though one can clearly argue, based on the simple Shulchan Aruch, they're not the same. Because for Shabbos, you need a little bit more. For Tais for Shabbos, or whatever it is, you don't need the same for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. But they give you the same Zman. So when you want to know the earliest time you can say Kriya Shema tonight, the Zman they give you is not just for Kriya Shema, it's the same thing for equivalent of Shabbos as well. That's just the way the Zmanim work out. Correct. They give you the Shabbos man, even though for my review you can really technically, again, for whatever the case, maybe a person wants to go to bed and he doesn't want to stay up an extra 2 minutes, he could probably play around, again, and 2 minutes may be exaggerating it, because again, we're talking about a 0.5 of a degree, how much that is, I'm not sure, but that's the difference between Kriya Shema, Shel Arvis, and Shabbos. This is all the simple understanding of the Luach that we have. Again, you go on Ma'iz Manim, you're going to see the Zman of Tzeis HaKechavim, they're going to say three stars. What they really mean is three small stars with Sufim, which in English is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, which is going to be however they calculate it for us, and we're going to assume it's a proper calculation.
So when people say, oh, as well, I wait 50 minutes for 72
okay.
They're wrong.
You say, so we're going to see in a second that we're 50 and 72. When people say, I have a Messiah, I wait 37 minutes for Shabbos. What Messiah is that? What's that based on? Show me where it says anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Wait 37 minutes.
But even if it was rate one shots, it could change as well.
100%. 37 minutes, there's nothing to that. The Shulchan Aruch says you use three small stars. So now, where did Rabbeinu Tam come in? This is something we all know of, using Rabbeinu Tam. So this is a little bit more a little bit more complicated. This was, the first way we described, was the way for many, many years in Klal Yisrael, people used to calculate the ending of Shabbos, as described by the Shulchan Aruch. Go out three stars and calculate the stars. The problem is, there's two other Gemaras that we have to deal with. There's one Gemara that we spoke already a lot about, the Gemara in Pesachim in number 12. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, when is Tzeis HaKechavim? So the Gemara says, 4 mil after Shkia, Tzeis HaKechavim. Okay, so that's easy. How much is a mil? So we'll just go average, we'll say it's 18 minutes, which is obviously disputed, either 18, 22.5, or 24. So you'll say it's 18, so 18 times 4 is 72. So Shkia is whatever time it is, and says a couple, 72 minutes later, before Shigamar Pesachim, 72. How could you tell me three stars? The Gemara says 72. That's one Gemara. The bigger problem is that the Baal Memra of that Gemara is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda writes in another Gemara in Shabbos that says a couple occurs 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. So which way is it? Is it 3/4 of a mil or is it 4 mil? You can't have it both ways. So this is where the famous machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, it's not really the Vilna Gaon, it's Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, become an issue. You have a steer in two Gemaras. One Gemara says that the time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKechavim is 4 mil, and one Gemara says it's 3 1/4 mil, 3/4 of a mil. So you can't have it both ways. So this is where Rabbeinu Tam comes in with his famous psak, that there's two Shkias. Rabbeinu Tam's famous two Shkias. That really, the first Shkia is what we talk about for Tzeis HaKechavim. That's 72 minutes from the first Shkia. When the Gemara talks about Ben HaShemashis and Laila, all that stuff, that's just a reference to the second Shkia. That's why, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, you do Malacha about 58 minutes after the first Shkia. Because you hold the first Shkia is not halachically a Shkia. It's not for halachic purposes. But when coming to Tzeis HaKechavim, you calculate 72 minutes from the first Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam.
You're saying that, as far as Chol Shabbos on Friday,
sure.
They can go up to 15 minutes.
They used to until the Samer Rebbe. Until the Samer Rebbe had a big asifa in 1954. In 1954, there was a sifa with the Satmar Rebbe, and they say it was with Rav Moshe and others, where they dealt with this issue. How do you, you know, it was too much, whether or not it's real loisis kaidu, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, it wasn't real loisis kaidu, two groups. But the chassidim, again, in Europe, they were clearly doing this. That's not a shayla. The truth is, Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch writes in a couple places like Rabbeinu Tam, that's really the second shkir. But the Satmar Rebbe made up shara that we're not going to do that. But on the flip side, we're all going to keep Rabbeinu Tam for Matzah Shabbos. He made a flip. It's just, I find it remarkable. When did they have this big asifa? The fourth day of Nisan in 1954. Fourth day of Nisan, Mamash holding a week before Pesach. You think this is not necessarily the time to talk about it. You can wait till, you know, it's like a Cholamoy topic to talk about. Fourth day of Nisan, they had this meeting in 1954. Okay. So this was the Pesach. And granted, there's a tshuva. The Satmar Rebbe writes in a tshuva in his sefer, in Chelek Aleph. In Shailos and Tshuvas, he writes, Simon, I believe it's Yod Ches, he writes that he thinks, although he's convinced that Rabbeinu Tam is right, and he thinks everyone passes like Rabbeinu Tam, and he thinks you can do malach up to Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. He says, we're not going to do it. But he thinks the reverse is also correct. We should keep Rabbeinu Tam on Matzah Shabbos. So, that's why it became popular in America. But we're going to have to talk about when did it become popular in Europe to keep Rabbeinu Tam. So again, we have a problem over here. If we accept Rabbeinu Tam, so then says the Chavim is 72 minutes after Shkia. The problem is we have a Gemara in Shabbos that says it's when three stars come out. So which one is it? Is it three stars or is it a magical number? Which one? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a number. 72 minutes. 72 minutes, that is nightfall. Aye, what happened to the Gemara in Shabbos? It said three stars. So you're going to have to somehow say these Gemaras are the same as Shir, which it's clearly not. Again, assuming that the Gemara was talking about either Eretz Yisrael and or Bavel, it's not true. Stars appear a lot before 72 minutes. So you have a contradiction in the Gemara. If you learn like the Vilna Gaon, according to the Vilna Gaon, Shkia, between Shkia and Tzitzit Chavim is 3/4 mil. How much is that in minutes? So you have to figure out how much you hold a mil is. If you hold a mil is 18 minutes, so 3/4 of 18 is? 13.5. That's where it comes to 13.5 minutes. If you hold like the Vilna Gaon, so you hold Tzitzit Chavim occurs 13.5 minutes after Shkia. That's because the Vilna Gaon paskins like the other Gemara. That's really 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 times 18 comes out to 13, what do we say, 13.5. There's only one problem. The Vilna Gaon didn't believe a mil is 18. As we mentioned other weeks, the Vilna Gaon held a mil is really 22.5. So if you want to be honest, you should really calculate three quarters of 22.5 instead of 18.
Does it come to be 18 minutes to grow?
No.
Because that's 3/4 of
the... That's correct. That's where it should come to be 18. That's the real honest way of learning the Vilna Gaon.
But isn't that the way they grow?
Yeah, that's Lashitasai. But people who tell you that according to the Vilna Gaon it's 13.5 minutes, it's half the Vilna Gaon. It's the Vilna Gaon that says it's 3/4 of a mil, but it's not giving you how to calculate a mil. The Vilna Gaon wrote explicitly in Hilchas Pesach that the way you calculate a mil is 22.5. So you got to be a little consistent in figuring these things out. Okay, good. So that's what we need to talk a little bit about. So let's assume we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Let's assume you hold Tzitzit Chavim is like Rabbeinu Tam. So it's 72 minutes. 72 minutes after what? 72 minutes after Shkir. Great. So let's assume Rabbeinu Tam is correct. We'll be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is a big kula. According to him, Shabbos ends much quicker. So let's say you'll be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But what do you do with the Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos said that you have to wait till three stars. So which one is it? Three stars or is it 72 minutes? So the truth is, if we just quickly look at the next page, the Bir Halacha brings up this question. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Samach Aleph, there the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Zman for Tzitzit Chavim is 3/4 of a mil. So 1 second, 3/4 of a mil? It's over there in Shulchan Aruch, he does not write that it works with stars. So, frankly, by halacha, quickly, number 17 says, "Koshuli the fima the pasuk amechabel elbasim reish samachalf keshitas rabbeinu tam the meshkias acham adgim koychavim yesh kesher hilch dal milan imkain onu roim koychavim v'onu yoidim shadayin lenishlam azmad dal milan." We see stars before 72 minutes. The imkain al karchach da'isak koychavim heim gedolim. Why is there no mention over here where he talks about, why doesn't he talk about stars? So Mr. Brewer answers from the name of B'Shem, the Sefer, the Minchas Kohen. The Minchas Kohen basically says is that if you have three stars, then you don't need 72 minutes. If you have your three stars already, you're good to go. You don't need the 72 minutes. The 72 minutes, if there's no stars, right? I don't see any stars, so I'm going to sit there like forever. Then if I have 72 minutes, then I know I'm good. I know I cleared this man. But if I have three stars before, I'm good. I have three stars, I'm good to go. That's how the Mr. Brewer assumes. And he quotes, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Which means, according to this, Rabbeinu Tam would tell you to stop Shabbos at 8.5. The whole Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Mechas Kayin, was you don't have stars. If you have stars or you know when the stars are supposed to come out, so then even Rabbeinu Tam writes. In the middle, he says, Avulim on Yoidim Shle Nishlam. Ain't a chenami way to go. The Eshlam is filled with the kibush on the roim gimuk chovim talina the bistam and nishlam asher. Avlam on a yoidim shle nishlam. Ain't a chenami tzarek lahamt and not sheyushlam. Shuv matas b'seif minuchas koyin da filo rabbeinu tam. The kibush on the roim simna kichovim shuv ain't lahakbid al shle nishlam asher the dalme. Rabbeinu Tam himself would say, once you have three stars, you no longer have to wait 72 minutes. This is the way the minuchas koyin wants to answer up this form of a discrepancy between are we using the stars or are we using Rabbeinu Tam. It's not even close at all, right?
So, I mean, if you want to say you need to be cautious, then you would say, eight stars. Somebody
will
give you another 10 minutes, not another half hour.
Correct. So here's really the problem becomes a real issue to me. Let's say you want to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Well, many achrayim think you should be machmir. How are you going to calculate Rabbeinu Tam? Again, we mentioned so many times, it's very hard to believe that zmanim are locked into minutes everywhere in the world. Just it can't be the way the sun is situated. Doesn't make any sense. Just like Alois HaShachar and Nates, we mentioned, is going to be a degree-based number. It can't be a fixed rate. So too, Tzeis HaKom can't be a fixed rate. So if you look at Ma'iz Manim, they do you a big toiva. If you want to take Rabbeinu Tam's Chumrah, they give you two versions of Rabbeinu Tam. What are the two versions? One version is using degrees, which is 16.1, which is the exact same degree we use to calculate Alois HaShachar. So that means Rabbeinu Tam's version of 4 mil, which means we're relevancy to degrees, which comes out to be significantly later than 72 minutes. So if you really want to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam and get it right, you should really be waiting a lot longer than 72 minutes. This block number 72 minutes, no matter what time of the year it is only one version of Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rabbeinu Tam assuming he's locked into minutes. But if you're going to calculate it the way we've always been calculating Zmanim, with degrees, so you'd have to put in 16.1 degrees, it comes out to be significantly later, to the point where in the summer, Shabbos ends somewhere in the late, around 10:30. Significantly later, if you're going to adapt that version of Rabbeinu Tam. Most people don't, right or wrong, I don't know. Most people adapt the 72 minutes Zman, which again, is very troubling to understand, to say that everything is in a set rate. When did it become so popular to keep Rabbeinu Tam and not use the three stars? So according to those who deal with these Zmanim, they tell you it came from the Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Sholem Belz. He was the one who introduced this idea of 72 minutes bekvias, no matter what time of the year it is. Most of the luchas that you're going to come across will give you that as Rabbeinu Tam's tzeis. It's basically shkia, 72 minutes late. According to the Sefer Hazman Ba'alocha, this was not widely accepted even amongst the Chassidim until the Sar Sholem Belz made it a little bit more popular. And he got others to join him, and the Sanzi Rebbe's sons joined him, and others joined him, and that became what somehow became the Chassidish Minhag to keep Rabbeinu Tam. Again, it was really a new thing. Before World War I, no one was keeping 72. They were all using the three stars. And this Sefer that we quote a lot, Dvar Yoyim, he quotes, I believe, 75 luchas all before that time, and none of them were using a set rate of 72 minutes. They were all using degrees. He proves it, because it's always off. He caught some a bunch of riots. This was a relatively new chiddush to keep 72 minutes. And it gained a lot of validity over time, this 72 minutes. Rav Moshe has his chiddush. Rav Moshe thinks that when you keep 50 in New York, you're really getting Rabbeinu Tam 72 as well. That's exactly Rav Moshe.
Where did he come up with 45?
45 for what?
Doesn't Ramosha
have
a shita 45
minutes after Shkia? Ramosha has three tshuvas that are on the page over here, which we don't have enough time to get to tonight. In the main tshuva, which is in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Dalid, he says 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam. There's a small tshuva in Evan Ezra, where it's on the bottom of the page, where he says 45 minutes for Tzeis HaKom. It is quoted over here.
It says 45 minutes after Shkia 6.
Right. But that's a contradiction. The assumption is, according to Ramosha, it varies between 40 and 50. And if you want to get to Rabbeinu Tam, 50 will get you Rabbeinu Tam. Because he says it, by 50 here in New York, it already hit the Zman that Rabbeinu Tam would have made you wait. So Rav Moshe grads in MTJ, the Luach is always the same. Tzeis HaKom is always 50 minutes after Shkia. So if you get a Luach, I have one in the mail, someone sent me a Luach, he's a friend of mine, I don't have the guts to tell him, I think all those Zmanim are off. He's got 72 minutes for Alois HaShachar, We mentioned that's not right. He has 50 minutes for Shkia. That's not wrong, 50 minutes Tzei Zichom. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe held it's always 50 minutes. So an MTJ, Tzei Zichom is always 50 minutes after Shkia for everything. That's the rules. That's Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Fine. But according to what we're learning, that's not the way to calculate it. The way to calculate it would be whatever three small stars versus three big stars. But Rav Moshe has some steers in Igros Moshe Alein of how Rav Moshe exactly calculated it. But those who want to get Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Moshe writes, you should try to get Rabbeinu Tam 72. Rav Moshe says you should try to wait the real 72. They quote B'Shem of Aaron. Rav Aaron held in Lakewood, you have to wait 72, which is very hard to believe. Because in Lakewood, there are three stars out way before 72. Now, when Rav Aaron lived in Europe, where he lived in Europe, he, Taka, probably waited 72 just to get three stars. But not in Lakewood. In Lakewood, you can see 72, you'll see three stars earlier. Rav Aaron held, if a baby boy is born on Friday, 65 minutes after Shkia, it's not a Shabbos bris. You need 72 minutes. That's what Baron's psak, and that's what they do today in Lakewood. And those who abide by the Minhag HaMakom, whatever it is. But a Baron, no one really knows why. It doesn't seem to make too much sense. 72 minutes in Lakewood, it's way earlier. So to say that a Baron was carrying what he did in Europe to New York, that's very hard to believe. It happens to be a Baron's father-in-law, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, writes Ha'or in the back of the Sefer of Rabbi Michal Chikachinsky. He writes that in Chutz Laaretz, we're makbid on 72 minutes for bris also. But Neretz Yisrael, you definitely don't have to wait 72. It comes out a lot earlier. So maybe him and his father-in-law had this agreement that where they came from, in Kletsk and Slutsk, where they came from, these parts of Europe, it was Taka 72. Again, if you live in a certain part of Europe, you have to wait 72, not because of Rabbeinu Tam. You have to wait 72 because that's the first time three stars come out. People forget this. Some communities, depending on where you're located, you need to wait. You need to wait 72, not because of a Chumrah. You need to wait 72 for the Gemara. It's not three stars yet. But for here in New York, it's just not the case. Three stars come out earlier. So according to Rav Moshe, the true calculation of Tzei Zichom is going to vary. Again, the way we assume with the Zmanim, it's going to vary anywhere between 41 and 51 minutes. Save is better if using the Zmanim. For my Zmanim, they're giving you 8.5 for Shabbos. And this way you know you're being Yotze, the Zmanim, based on the... Sorry. Rav Moshe held... He held for everything.
What?
He held for everything.
People
who held for everything.
People who daven with a minion, who daven Maariv, yeah. Not Shabbat.